Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures in Tel Aviv and Haifa are mild this evening, with a gentle breeze coming in from the Mediterranean. In Jerusalem, it's a cool night, perfect for a walk in the crisp air. Here are today's headlines. First, despite a truce, the IDF struck Lebanon following repeated Hezbollah attacks. At least 27 people are reported dead, as per the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz due to Israeli attacks on Lebanon. This marks the first crisis with the U.S. after a recent peace deal, according to Axios from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran claims the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is a retaliation for U.S. and Israeli breaches of a memorandum of understanding. The Jerusalem Post reported this earlier today. Separately, the Israeli Health Ministry is treating a patient with suspected Ebola. They emphasize that Ebola is not airborne, as reported by JNS just in. And finally, the Australian Jewish News noted the passing of Hai Kitson, calling him a lion of our civilization, in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, writing just minutes ago, criticized Israel's credibility and its territorial ambitions in Lebanon. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Iran warns its deal with the U.S. is in jeopardy if not implemented soon. Yoni Mishani, a security analyst, noted that Iran has shut the Strait of Hormuz again due to Israeli strikes on Hezbollah. He argues this gives Iran control over a critical shipping lane. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF's strikes in Lebanon come despite a truce agreement. Hezbollah's claims of attacking Israeli troops prompted this response. The region remains tense, with civilians caught in the crossfire. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, Axios reports that Iran's closure of this vital waterway escalates tensions with the U.S. The move challenges the recent peace agreement and threatens global oil supplies. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Iran's stance. The closure is Iran's first step in retaliating against the U.S. and Israel. This action could destabilize the region further and impact diplomatic relations. On the health front, the JNS reports that Israel's health ministry is on high alert with a suspected Ebola case. They assure the public that transmission requires direct contact. Vigilance and swift action are crucial to prevent any outbreak. And reflecting on Hai Kitson's legacy, the Australian Jewish News pays tribute. His passing removes a vital pillar of communal wisdom and leadership. His contributions to society will be deeply missed. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli food companies are expanding sales to Gaza. The reopening of aid routes after ceasefires creates new opportunities for retailers. Separately, Walla Business reveals Rafael's new solution for Iron Dome protection. Collaborating with Spear UAV, they developed an interceptor launched from armored vehicles. And finally, CTEC announces Novi Security's appointment of Arad Offer as VP of Finance. Offer brings experience from previous roles at Lightrun and Site. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.